Ingram Electrical, this is Anna. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Joyce calling from Local Splash. Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for picking up my call. I'm calling because we received a missed call from this number outside of our business hours, so I'm just returning the call to see how can I help you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I believe the number for the person that I have for, like, my contact, their extension 777. I'm not sure if they're in or if there's a different contact number, and I just have some questions like regarding like a few numbers that had called us from Local Splash and like went on our website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, the extension 77 goes to Tina, and yeah, regarding the possible leads that is coming from your website, you can check the lead information through the Local Splash dashboard. Do you have access to the dashboard?
No, I do. I just have some questions. So a few of the calls that we got that came in, they are, like, potentially fraud, like somebody trying to use somebody else's credit card information. So I'm just trying to, like, we've already made a police report and everything, but I'm just trying to see, like, if you guys, since they, because, like, one of them did it on the website, so I don't know, like, if you guys have further information that you could give that would be, you know, that would help us be able to try to track who's doing this. So, yeah, I was just calling to see, like, what you guys, you know, what information you could provide.
Mm-hmm. I understand, Anna. Well, regarding to this spam callers, the only information that we could provide is the ones available in the dashboard. I don't think our technical team will be able to track, you know, the, like, the real names of those people or the real person behind those calls. But I could definitely share, okay, this incident with them to see, you know, what they could get. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, are you able to, my question would be just so, like, I can reach out to other people that they potentially targeted. If you guys have, like, a list, so, like, if I were to give you the numbers that it came from, would you guys be able to pull up, like, any other web, like, people's websites? You know, you send us leads, and I'm sure there's other electricians or whatever that you send leads. Then if you could provide a list, that way, you know, I can give it to the local police department and then reach out if these other people got calls and, you know, either they realized it was fraud, or if not, if they're, you know, didn't realize it, we could potentially save them from a scam. And then obviously on your guys' end, you would know, like, when those, that comes in from those numbers, that it's, like, whatever. But so that's kind of what I'm looking for, just to see if I was to give you the numbers, if you're, or the emails, numbers or emails, if you're able to pull it up and see, like, who else's website they inquired on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm not sure about that, Anna, but I can track this with the tactical team, okay, because they usually do not provide, or give up information, okay, and yeah, I will check this with them and get back to you. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
All right.
you.
You're very welcome. Well, really appreciate you for sharing the situation to us, you know, so that we can be aware, you know, this kind of calls. We do have technical people that reviews all of the calls and helps block them, so we can, you know, lessen those types of calls. But yeah, again, with the we'll definitely
And even if they can't provide me with the information, again, like, I'm giving you the information that the person used, so you're not necessarily providing me that. The only thing you're doing would be no different than me going on, I guess, Local Splash and or whatever, and looking for companies myself. But I'm trying to find out what other companies they targeted, so that, again, I can hand it over to the police. They can do whatever on their end, and then I can reach out to them, let them know the scam. If it was all electrical companies, with us, it was like a generator. So I don't know if they got multiple scams going on or if it's just one scam right now, but okay. At least reach out to these companies. That way they can gather all of the information so we can try to, you know, catch these people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Yeah. I'll check with them if they can, you know, help pull up the information, in our system. You could provide to us, okay, those numbers. Okay. And I'll forward it to them.
Oh, okay. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be 281 250 9250.
Okay.
And then I have another one, 404 800 0537.
Okay.
And then I don't know if this would be in your system. This is one that they've called from, but they didn't call, they called me directly. They didn't call from that, but just in case, 561-304-8033.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then even like once you check with them, if you can have somebody either way, give me a call back. If they can't provide me, with the information, like, I don't know if, you know, the cops or whatever were to reach out, if you guys are able, to provide them with that. So at least, again, they can reach out to the other companies, see if they're, if, you know, if they put in an inquiry and they reached out, they're potentially scamming them too. So if you could just have somebody call me back and let me know kind of, what the status is, that would be great.
Yes, Anna. First, I need to discuss this with them, okay, if there is a way for them to pull up information here in our system, okay?
Okay, but somebody will call me back regardless, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I get updates from them, I'll be the one to contact you back and give updates.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're very welcome, Anna. Well, aside from this, do you have any other questions or any concerns?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one, and bye-bye for now.
Yep.
All right.